Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
From WBEZ Chicago, I am Greta Johnson, and this is Nerdette's Finest. Nerdette is almost exactly 5 years old, and to celebrate, we are remembering some of our favorite episodes over the past 5 years, partly because we would also like to invite you to help support this thing that maybe you have been listening to for an entire 5 years, or maybe you just found out about us, which is great because now this is a perfect opportunity for you also to listen back to some of our favorite interviews. So, our special episode today is a piece of our interview with comedian Nagin Farsad. I am so excited to share this with you. Stick around after the clip, and I will tell you more about all the great Nerdette stuff that you can get when you donate to us. But if you are like, whatever, man, I just want this stuff. I just want to help support your show because I think you're great, and I think it's really important to support things that are made by people who work at public radio stations, just go to wbez.org/nerdalert, and you can make your donation right this second. The website, again, is wbez.org/nerdalert. So, as I said, today we are listening to an interview with Nagin Farsad. She's Iranian-American. She's awesome and hilarious and smart. She has a book called How to Make White People Laugh. And she has a life philosophy that has, like, completely changed how I interact with strangers in a really good, fun, I'm pretty sure not creepy way. Let's listen.
I guess if I were to name it, it's a philosophy called being aggressively delightful.
Ooh.
Because I don't like to just take a crap on people that, you know, think differently from me or whatever. And whenever I travel the country and I do shows all over, and so I've met a lot of people. I've been in Laramie, Wyoming. I've been in Birmingham, Alabama. I've been in Columbus, Georgia. You know, I've encountered red America, if you will, as a Muslim. I've been protested at places, and my rule is to be aggressively delightful because I don't understand the context in which they've grown up, and I have to try and figure that out. And if they've been told forever that, like, Muslims are terrorists and Mexicans are trying to steal your job or whatever, then when they meet a Muslim and their first question to me is like, so what did you think of 9/11? By the way, a question I've gotten multiple times. My first reaction is not like to have rage at them, which I think is really the popular reaction to things these days, especially with like the Twitters.
Yeah.
My reaction is to be aggressively delightful and be like, okay, that's an interesting question. Like, I actually thought 9/11 was super horrible. Why did you ask that? Like, you know, what makes you ask that question or whatever? And just to like actually try and understand where they're coming from. And that's one of my, I think, personal rules.
I feel like that's a super strong and fascinating philosophy. It also has to be exhausting though, right?
It's interesting. It is and it isn't, because I also think rage is exhausting. Mm. I actually might think that rage is more exhausting than trying to be friends with people. When you start like just opening yourself up to people, they in turn open themselves up to you. You know, it's interesting because this guy once asked me, like, why do you call yourself Iranian American? Why can't you just call yourself American American? And he was on his like way to work. He's wearing a suit and a tie and is like a white guy, and he's like in his 50s or 60s, like a, you know, different generation. And there, you'd think there'd be definitely nothing in common with us, you know? But it's like, I took the time to like explain to him why I call myself Iranian American, and it's like it's hard for him to get it. Like he's been here, his family's been here for generations. He doesn't know what it's like to grow up like in an Iranian household and to eat different food and to like be Muslim about it and to like, you know, have different rules. And so like for me to sit and explain that to him, and then, you know, and then for him to be like, yeah, you know, it's funny. Like when I was in college, there's this guy on my floor who was from Pakistan. And then he's like telling me about some Pakistani guy that he loved from college. And then it's just like I'm learning something about him. And it's like, I don't know. It's like, that's
now you're having
lovely.
A conversation. You're not
now
shouting at each
other.
Now
we're having a conversation. Mm-hmm. Now we're having a conversation.
How do we have more of that? How do we have more of that bridge building of that conversation instead of shouting back and forth?
I'll tell you, like, I was in a deli the other day, and it was like a bunch of different flavors of coffee, you know, self-serve. And this woman like goes up and she does the French vanilla. And I literally said to her, hey, that's a really good choice. And she's like, you know what? I was thinking, I thought like, do I want a little flavor? And so we just like had a ridiculous conversation, me and this woman, about coffee flavors. And I have this like every year, like a New Year's resolution to say things to strangers instead of just thinking it. That makes me a little bit of like the crazy lady in the store or whatever, but then but actually it almost always turns out well. Nobody is like, ugh, why did this woman comment on my beautiful jacket?
I think the aggressively delightful thing comes into play for me the most when I see a stranger in public reading a book, because my immediate impulse is to be like, what is that book? Can we talk about it? But I have kind of trained myself out of that because it's weird to talk to people who you don't know. And this interview with Nagin has encouraged me to just be like, hey, what's that book? What you reading? What do you got going on? In any case, speaking of things that are aggressively delightful, we have a really exciting story for you. Let's listen to it.
I'm Kelly Cambry.
I am Emil Cambry.
And we met at a Nerdette Live event. I actually went there by myself, which is really random. Usually people go somewhere with somebody.
I'm sitting in the audience. I'm nervous. And then all of a sudden I get a tweet on my phone and it says, hey, I'm in the audience.
I didn't know that Emil was going to be a guest. And then it wasn't until the show began that he actually like got up on stage and I was like, oh, he's a speaker today.
I thought I had a couple funny jokes. I don't know. I mean, one of them, I know, in fact, it landed.
You know, we got engaged, got married.
You're talking about a fast break connection.
And then we also kind of married our youth programs in some sense. And so now we do like a whole pre-K to 12th grade STEM program.
The beautiful thing is we've been able to just connect over ideas and our ideas about education, kind of making the world a better place in our own capacity. And it's amazing because I don't know of another opportunity where we would have had a chance to speak one-on-one in the short term.
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't for the show.
Oh my God, you guys, Nerdette, connecting ideas and actually helping people get married. But just focus on the ideas part for now. Think about all the amazing, awesome stuff that you have heard on this show. I'm sorry if we haven't found you a husband or wife, but still, this show is great. And you know what? Because you listen to it, right? So we're asking you to help support it today. We have a lot of really great gifts to help encourage you. We've got buttons. We've got a sweatband, which is hilarious and amazing. We got mugs and posters, all kinds of good stuff. There is a link in our episode description. You can click on that right this second. Or if you like typing out URLs, you can do that to wbez.org/nerdalert. Thank you.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.